What?
Are you alright with this music?
Yeah, I'm fine with this music.
Oh, you were saying we're gonna be weird or something?
No, we're gonna
go with this.
We're gonna record some audio. I'm gonna record some audio.
One day, some kid will see that actual picture in real life and go, "What? They made a model of the microphone?
They made a model of the microphone in the iPhone? Surely, to God, that's insane, man." What we can do now,
and then there'll be like the 3-year-old be like, "Why is it hanging out of your pants?" And I'll be like, "Because I'm 60 and I've become a pedophile."
It's a golden microphone.
It's a golden microphone.
It's a golden. It's like Johnny Young's golden microphone.
Are you comparing me to Johnny Young?
He taught Tina Arena how to dance.
I don't know if I can be really compared to the guy who taught Tina Arena.
When he says dance, he means visual gag.
Dance in visual your pants. Visual gag. Dance in your pants.
Good evening, Jonathan Carfax. This is audio for Jonathan Carfax. It's the 19th, 20th.
Johnny Young sauteed those oysters.
Johnny Young sauteed these motherfucking oysters. You better believe it. For me.
It's
black
from here.
It's a good version.
Yeah, this is lovely. It's probably the first time I heard it.
Mr. Jonathan Carfax, it's the 20th of January. 20th? I think the 20th. Early hours, 3:18 a.m. in the early hours of the 20th of January, 2011. 2011. I'm in the dining room of Shahid Crow. I've just walked into my bedroom because those cunts were making too much noise with Mr. Dan Cross and Mr. Carl von... I cannot remember. Carl von something starting with B. This is his real surname. Carl von Buren? Carl von Braun? I do not know. Cunts from Tasmania. And I felt that it was appropriate to make you audio because we're just about to drink your bottle of wine that you were good enough to send me. 2007, apparently. Convivial company. I think that will qualify. We've run out of goon. Had an interesting night. I previously made the handmade thing for Nada Awad, who was the next person to qualify, because she was like, "Well, send me a present." And so I said, "All right, I'll do yours next." So I've done hers. Now next I think I will do yours, because it occurred to me to record some audio for you, and I can't even remember what the thing it was that prompted me. It's been an interesting day. Shit times. I've been shit lately, but you know, it's been an interesting day. We're going to drink a bottle of wine. I've recorded 3 pieces of audio for Nada to go on the DVD that will accompany her present. I'm not entirely happy with them. They're not ideal, but they'll do. I don't know what I'm going to make for your handmade present, but
it's
something.
Society
here
and...
No,
don't have... Interesting dialogue with Robin Healy today. He's a funny man. One day, Jonathan, we'll all get together. He wanted to host a night with all kinds of NeuroCam luminaries. This is one of his ideas. He was tossing around for his movie. I think the movie's died now. He just wants to get it done. He spent too much time prevaricating over it and thinking about it and redrafting and reconceptualizing. And now he just wants to like get this thing over with. I'm sick of it. Which is a shame, because he could have made a really beautiful NeuroCam movie. And one of the ideas he had was to do what I always wanted to do and have a Neuro party. Get all the NeuroCam luminaries together, fly them in if we fucking have to, and get them all in a room, drunk together, swapping Neuro tales. We tried to do this in Melbourne when NeuroCam fell apart in 2007, just before I was appointed director. Hold the Neuro Council, but that was not officially sanctioned, and I think Bridget Fisher actually denounced it. So we only got about 5 people. It was the first time I met fucking Robin Wilkinson, who's now married to Kilby. It was the first time I met the notorious Sean Walker, fucking Wojtas, fucking Schwa, okay, Jada Cohn, who I lived with for a year, who turned out to be insane, but was very, very heavily involved in NeuroCam behind the scenes in his strange way. That's a whole other saga. It was the first time I met him, and he emailed me later, and, you know, Lee was there, fucking Jojo was there, the Neuro Council, but it was a small affair, just a couple of us, Rick Barry, American guy, you know, a big Neuro party with fucking getting everyone together. Unfortunately, you can't really get Jess and Robin in a room together anymore. Well, Robin and Mark Wine, you can't get Robin Healy and Jessica in a room together. That's not going to work. So... 2 crucial links in the chain, but we might be able to get Nada Awad, get fucking Adam 10X. Oh, NeuroCam. Thinking a lot about it. The New York Hammer movie, it's going to be lame. It's just not going to come off. But that's another matter entirely. The question is, what does one do? What does one do? seriously, you know, it's important to do interesting things. And I'm at a bit of a loss about this at the moment. Do not know what I'm doing or what I should do. But that's another issue. So drunk right now, by the way. Hi, how's it going, JC? I hope you're well. Carl's been having a hard time. Dan's just played a gig. He got paid a huge amount of money that he was not expecting to get paid for this gig, which is, of course, a celebration. Although we're just about to run out of ergo, we're going to drink a bottle of wine in convivial company. It's going to be nice. What was the date? 20th. 20th of January, 2010. Early hours of the morning. I'm in the bathroom now. I need to realise it's gone out. Handmade thing for you, including audio on a DVD, which I'll fill with videos that may or may not be good, and music. This is the formula that we seem to have fallen into. Thing put together from random bits and pieces involving string and dripped wax, plus a DVD with stuff on it, inscribed with the colour that the respondent chose, and the Wikipedia entry of the colour, the URL of the Wikipedia entry of the colour written on the jewel case that the DVD goes in, plus a handmade thing involving string and wax. Hope you enjoy it.
Are you still recording?
I'm still recording. Okay. Carl wants to...
I did describe in what way his lyrics were paltry in my quickness to make a judgment, but in the end I was happy with what it was, what I said, my quips. Merry Christmas. I think we are the convivial ones.
Thanks for coming, by the way.
Thanks for coming. It's
all right. Carl, this Carl guy...
How did you feel about Sean?
How did I feel about Sean? Yeah. I was just talking to the phone about Sean.
Sean seemed a bit nervous because I gave you more attention than him.
Well, Sean's always a bit nervous. I wouldn't...
You seem stuck to in work every day.
Fuck yeah. Sean, who cares? I think maybe he was... He's always nervous, and that's because his soul is black. And as such, that makes
that
you nervous.
That explains why I'm nervous all the time.
Yeah, basically, if you have a black soul, you'll be nervous all the time.
I've got a black soul. Oh, actually, it's more of a really dark blue.
Dark
shimmering.
Brown.
Everyone's talking to the phone like it's a celebrity. It's
that's a recording.
Again,
my soul's a shimmering dark blue.
Oh, Sean was nervous because he saw that Dan gave me more attention. What the fuck? But Nirvana, I think the lyrics were shit, frankly. No, not really. Lithium, can we hear Lithium?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. After
Polyphonic Spree, have you heard the Polyphonic Spree cover of Lithium on the go?
Live version or?
Yeah, they don't. There's not a.
Of Nirvana?
Yeah.
Live MTV is good because it's when they, they're like, hey Axel. Like the bass player, the system, and the Nirvana play at the light, you gotta watch it at the MTV Awards, and the bass player's bass stops working, and so he throws it over and it hits him on the head, and then he falls over, and then Kurt thinks that he stopped playing the bass on purpose and lying on the floor as a joke, so he starts kicking him.
I have not seen
this. And then
this is the video bar checkbox, which is incredible.
And
Dan
Axel
Cross,
Dan,
I've been hanging out with Dan Cross a lot.
And Dave Grohl's going, hey Axel.
The last little while.
Yeah.
Hey Axel. Kicking him.
Yeah. Because he thinks he's done on purpose.
He showed me this video for Heart Shaped Box, which I'd never seen before. It's quite disturbing.
I think I showed it to you the other week as well.
Carl needs the phone.
You haven't seen this before.
No, you're
But then things just get worse and worse and worse.
Same guy.
Over time, you think. Maybe they'll get better. Maybe the secret thing they didn't tell me wasn't that everything is going to get worse. Is that everything is going to get better, and then you realize. You realize no, that's right. The thing that they didn't tell you was that everything gets.
Carl's having.
We are not this mere flesh. We are luminous beings. And Carl works for the CIA, so you don't believe anything he says. In fact, if you want to know anything Carl's saying, just reverse what he said word for word. Because he engages in some level of hypnotism.
Visual
gag. He's been known to cause diarrhea in wild animals.
My dad does know who killed JFK, though. But I can't ever get him to tell me. I keep asking him, and he's just like, don't encourage my delusions, son. Yeah, I mean, I'm out after that. Oh, wait, no, Tegan's busy. He's keep going, do whatever it is you're doing. This is the one, it's got the pictures and everything. There are two men, they're watching pictures.
So he played the few chords at the start.
One's trying, the other doesn't need to.
But he was doing his thing with his hand.
This phone hurts.
There's this incredibly disturbing performance he did on Top of the Pops.
He's just doing the vocals, yeah. He does Morrissey vocals.
Does it still work just there, like as a room mic, or do you have to buy that special
So, do you write all this stuff down?
Your mum's my special attachment.
Transcribing!
Did you say your mum's my special attachment?
I don't know where that came from.
That's pretty good.
I worked hard on that one. No, of course I didn't fucking write it down. What do you think I am? This is going to be said to somebody.
That's what she said.
That's what your mum said.
This actually needs a utensil to make.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was going on about. We need a utensil. We need a recording of us opening the bottle of wine.
You say that, I'll get it.
Your mum will go and get it.
This is also just after his apparent first suicide attempt.
His apparent so-called inverted commas.
He says, I'm so retarded. I can't take a sedative.
Poor old Kurt couldn't even commit suicide properly.
Hold on.
Except he could. You got it right in the end. Failure is merely prepotent success. Christopher S. Hyatt, unknown year. He woke up and asked for some kind of milkshake. I remember Helen Razor wrote a poem about this. I wonder what Helen Razor is doing. I looked at her website the other day.
Kurt Cobain killed himself. Pat came in. We lived with our parents. He came in and woke me up. And then we both went lambs and one touch-it box.
I wonder if this audio is too long. I may have to edit it down for
editing
audio.
That's a good idea though. Like you totally record heaps of shit and just type it out.
Yeah.
God's the fuck.
Okay, so Carl's opening the bottle of wine.
Hear this
needs to be documented.
Put it between your legs.
Yeah, we'll just. For
that's
you.
Fucking.
Just move the mic closer.
Oh my god. I wish I could have got video of that.
I think you should put that on YouTube and Facebook it to me.
I wish I could, but unfortunately the moment is between Carl and I. It hasn't been documented.
I want to play Facebook Scrabble one day and say...
Except in audio form.
I know where you live.
But it's a visual gag. dear. Like, yeah, cheers. I've still got goon. I need... Scrabble, there's a glass over here.
Facebook Scrabble has a thing where the person can...
It's time for the audio to finish. This is Carl pouring the wine.
So the next time I play Facebook Scrabble, I'm going to put down a word. I'm going to put down like a word like pussy and say, and then I'm going to write in the comments, because I can smell it from here. Good luck with the game. And the next word I put down will be fuck, and I'll be right, because I'm going to fuck you so hard that your eyeballs will fall out of your monitor. And then I'm going to put down the word suck. For 5 points as a plural of pussy, and then I'm going to exchange my letters.
Carl's just complimenting my wrong. Don't mind Dan Cross, he got paid, and he's in celebratory mode. We'll do overdubs. I rolled Carl's cigarette and it's good apparently.
We're getting close to the point where I have to show you.
I need to appreciate the wine. Ah, wrong bottle of wine. We've opened Grimsey's bottle of wine, not Jonathan Carfax's bottle of wine. I did this. It's
was
my
that
fault.
Him that came
that
up
brings
that?
Us more.
Oh.
No, is that
epic
more expensive?
Fame. No, yeah, I don't think so. I think it's less expensive. Perhaps I will not send the audio. No, I will.
Why don't we open yours?
But I created audio on the basis of this event.
Why don't we open yours and tip his into it and tip the rest of yours into his?
That's right. They water that down.
Yeah,
I'll just make a note to myself.
I can put this back on.
It's too late. It's all over. Here wrong bottle of wine.
Bass is about to cut out. There we go.
Here we go.
He hits the canes himself.
Ow, I hurt myself. Kurt's not happy.
So Kurt's not happy.
What's his?
Oh, I'm not happy, so I'm going to...
I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire.
Fucking bass into it and cause the scene.
That's pretty good, eh?
He thinks that.
What does it all mean? Dick. What does it all mean?
And then apparently, like, Duff McKagan wanted to fight them or something.
No, don't recork the bottle. That's
Duff wants to fight anybody.
No, we're just going to drink all the Crimson Tide.